provide an update on Dustin?
Yeah, Buff will be out of the game. Will not be playing. It's just day-to-day again with a lower body injury.
Who is starting in net tonight?
Be game time decision.
Okay. Did you have a good meeting this morning with your team?
Yeah, we covered some penalty-killing stuff, their power play, and we talked about some different things that we'll reassess again tonight in more detail, a bit more detail. So we have to be better in a lot of ways. I think the players are disappointed, and obviously disappointing in the way that we gave up that game. And we'll put it behind us and move forward and try to get better. Obviously, there's some areas where we need to be better.
Would you say the mood of your team is this morning after talking to them?
What would I say? Well, it's disappointment for me. I think a lot of guys are unhappy with the way they played, the way that we let that game get away.
Are you concerned about the back-to-back element, having to play two nights in a row?
Well, the fact is that they're sitting here, you know, ready for us is always a concern. But, you know, we can't deal so much with the back-to-back. We'll have to manage that. And for us, we have to be better in some areas and not be so concerned about the back-to-back, but more concerned about our team play and how that goes.
After watching the penalty-killing film, is it a case of are guys still in good position? Are the other teams doing things to get in the open, or is it bad bounces, or what did you see?
Well, I thought there were some things that were good. I think some of the things that were good was that we pressured the puck in areas that we wanted to be better, and we did that. And having said that, when they did get control back, you know, we gave them some pretty good looks from some pretty good areas, and so we're a little disappointed in that, and those are the areas we're trying to fix.
You asked Perry to make any systemic changes with what you're doing on your penalty kill?
I think you have to be patient. I don't think you can go into a crisis mode and make one game or a couple of games dictate how you're going to do this thing, you know. And you can't, you know, you try to make adjustments versus the opponent and how they play, because their power plays are all set up a little bit different. As these guys have had success and they've scored, I think it's 9 power play goals, and they have a distinct way of playing and a distinct bullets, you could say. You have to make some adjustments to them as well. So those things are the things that we talk about in our meetings.
James Wright spent a little time here. Anything in particular you like about his game?
Well, you know what? He's played pretty well. He's a really dependable player. Like, he's good for us right now, a good, solid fourth-line left winger that skates and is hard to play against, and he's gotten better for me pretty much every game. He stood up for his teammate last night, which I thought was very good, and he's just a good, hard, solid player. You know, I don't think he's got a lot of offense. We haven't seen a lot of that. It's not something that we're expecting from him, but if he can just be dependable and get hard on pucks and stuff, then he's doing his job.
How much does that mean for a coach when a guy comes in like that and does respond as he did last night? I mean, how much does that
It's good.
Check mark does that give him?
It's good for him because, you know, I think the important thing for any players, our own players, including new players, is that you're trying to establish trust in the coaching staff and trust that that you can play in any situation and not be a liability. In his case, he's done that. And we feel that he might be able to be a good penalty killer as well. So now we're looking at that. That's one of the other things we're trying to sort through on our own team is who's good at killing penalties and who is doing things in the right way, you know. And that's one of the adjustments that we're trying to sort through as well. But he's done a good job. He did a good job last night killing penalties as well.
No question you did the right thing in the third period last night in your mind.
Yeah, I was happy with what happened. You know, we would have liked to have had a power play out of it, but I think that you have to – to balance that out. I think that was a good response from him.
Do you agree with that visor rule?
Well, I understand it, you know. I understand why they would have that, but what are you going to say? I don't make the rules. I got enough things to concern myself with.
How's Mark Stewart's game evolved since you met him last year?
Well, I think Mark gives you what he has. You know, he's a guy that plays with energy and plays hard and plays for the team and plays for all the right reasons. That's why, you know, Mark Stewart wears the letter. And I don't know that his game evolves so much. We're very dependent on him having Bogosian out and now having Buff out. His minutes are up there, and so he's playing in a little bit more of an extended period of time that we're a little bit concerned about. But you know one thing with Mark Stewart, he'll give you what he's got, and he'll give it to you every night. So that's pretty much all we can ask of a player.
Can I ask if you're making any other changes tonight?
Well, we're going to see. We're going to potentially make some moves. We'll see. It'll be more of a game time decision and go from there. I need to watch the rest of the tape and make that assessment.
Thanks, Coach. Okay.